Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas and it's time for another Texas Homegrown Music Show. And my guest today is my good friend and buddy John Christopher Davis. I've been really looking forward to this. John and I have known each other for, I don't even want to try to guess, but...
I had a lot more hair, that's all I know.
Well, I know this. I know that, you know, Facebook was the beginning of most social media for everybody, mm-hmm. and I get memories all the time from many, many moons ago, and I just crack up laughing every time I get one mm-hmm. of you and I, and how we've morphed into these... crazy-ass people that...
We may give them the best gig face.
Absolutely.
Ever. I mean, there's like veins are popping out. I mean, it's
no doubt about it. Well, we're gonna talk about a lot of different things today, but before we do, I want to feature a song that you and I wrote together. It's probably still one of my favorite songs ever, and I think probably a lot of it is because it is just so personal. For not only me, but for you.
Sure.
And it also brought us to a place where we really connected in a way where we knew this was more than just a happenstance
Correct.
Meeting. We're kind of cut from the same kind of soul cloth, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Totally.
And so I'm gonna do Crazy Is What I Need, and for those that are on video, you're gonna be able to see the really cool video that we shot in the studio when we did it.
We sure did.
And for those of you in radio land, you'll just have to listen and look it up on YouTube later. So we'll be right back in a few minutes with John Christopher Davis. Until then, we're going to play Crazy Is What I Need.
Great.
And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Of souvenirs, found a photo hadn't seen in years. September 94, had no idea what lay in store. Faded Levi's and a Springsteen shirt. My hair went past my mini skirt. Wild nights chasing love, high on life and so free of.
Crazy tonight, let's not look
without a man. I want to love with no regret. Let's just take off, see where these headlights lead. Oh, I need to lose control. I need to feel this body scream. Oh, tonight, sweet baby. Oh, tonight, sweet baby. Oh, crazy is what I
Tejas.
Well, here we are with John Christopher Davis, and I'm looking forward to you sharing with everybody all the things that you have done in Texas and in music, period. I was thinking about the other day, John, I don't think there's any genre that you haven't approached, from the corporate world to writer to, you know, the whole Nashville scene, and then what you've got working on right now. You've got your new record coming out, and you've got another project going. I don't know that I've ever met a musician that was as well-rounded as you are, because usually they're just weak in one area and strong in another. Mm. But man, you've got it all covered. You've been doing everything for a long time. You want to tell me how it is that you're able to do that? I mean, are you just...
out of necessity. Trust me, I wanted other people to do it for me. They just didn't have the sense of urgency that I had. And but it taught me a great lesson, and that is be responsible for yourself. You want to be a writer, figure out how to write songs. You want to be a recording artist, go figure out how to make that happen. Produce records, publishing, distribution, marketing, branding, all those things. I enjoy all, they're all
creative. Speaking of marketing, I want to touch on something a lot of people don't even know that you're responsible for, but you know, you pinned this Lone Star Attitude from the very get-go, and the first time I ever saw it, of course, for me, was years ago when I was going through the airport and I saw the Lone Star Attitude store. Yeah. And then I realized, wait a minute, there's no way that that's not connected with John, because I recognized, you know, the branding. And when I reached out to you, you're like, oh yeah, that's one of our little things. I mean, what the heck?
Well, that's a cosmic joke. That's what the heck. You couldn't make that up, ever. It was a silly, still silly, elementary dance hall track that I wrote right before I went and played Green Hall one night with Hal Ketchum. And I was playing by myself, no band. This is the oldest dance hall in the Lone Star State.
There's nobody in Texas that doesn't know about Green Hall. If you're a musician.
And I'm like, well, how am I gonna get people on a dance floor with just me and the guitar? And I know, you know, people like the two-step, the boom, you know. So in literally like 15 minutes, it just kind of fell out. And I thought, oh great, I'll just do it here, probably never do it again. Long story short, it ends up being a hit in Texas, and stayed on the charts for 6 months. And then I had a wacky idea. I'm like, well, maybe we ought to trademark that. It's almost like accidentally writing the little brother of Don't Mess with Texas. Mm-hmm. And people just loved, they loved the what that was all about, Lone Star Attitude. So anyway, next thing you know, you end up with a couple airport stores and a restaurant now named after it. And it's like, it's wacky. So for all the singer-songwriters out there, just know there's great hope, because if that can happen to me off a very silly dance hall track, good grief.
Yeah, but you were smart enough to market it into more than just a track, and now, you know, I know you're moving away from that whole John Christopher Davis but and Lone Star Attitude, but it'll always be a part of you.
It'll
always be a platform that everybody's going to know you jumped off of. And and I think it's a success story in itself, that
Thank you.
But the fact that you've gone on beyond that and not let that pigeonhole you, just shows how you know, like a lot of musicians, you've learned to morph with time and kind of, you know, adapt with the changing times. And so now, move fast forward, so you've got a new EP coming out.
It just came out.
Okay.
Just came out. It's called The Ride. And I think it's the appropriate title for that body of work. And an EP, extended play, is basically half an album. And the reason I released it as an EP is because it took me 2.5 years to get happy with 6 songs. And so...
Are you a perfectionist, Jerry? Can I answer that? Yes, he is.
But it's for the greater good.
I know. I get it.
Now,
I
understand I may, you know, accidentally run over people sometimes, but it just it's always for the greater good. And the song will tell you when it's finished. And it's like, I'm in no hurry. This may take 10 years, I don't know.
Well, I admire that about you, because I'll be honest with you, I've not been that, I haven't been that way. I've put some things out that I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't put that out. You know, out of a necessity for me, I thought, to get something out.
Sure.
And so I look back on it and go, oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. And I admire you for not doing that and standing your ground on making sure it's something that you're really, really proud of and that you really love. So I want to talk about the fact that you have a single, which I absolutely love, and about a place that I actually got to go to. And when I got back home, you sent me the track to Barcelona. And George and I had literally just gotten back from Barcelona. What a sexy song that is. You want to tell me what the impetus of that is?
My sexy wife.
Oh, well, I get it.
Yeah.
I know Kelly, and if you saw her, you would agree.
Oh, my goodness. You know, summer dress and high-heeled shoes. It's like, get out of here. So she's been the inspiration behind a lot of my songs. But that's just about us still having fun, as I like to say. She's my girlfriend of 34 years. She still is.
Yeah, I remember you told me the story many years ago that you guys started dating when you were 16 and she was 14.
Yeah. Which I know sounds wacky and
no, it sounds like love to me.
We hit the lotto. That just somehow miraculously worked. And I can't tell you why, but I sure am thankful for it. It's amazing.
Well.
And so she was the inspiration behind that. It's two people been together a long time who still keep it fun.
And she comes out to a lot of the gigs. She's one of those wives that I love her attitude, because her attitude has always been, oh, I'll go if I feel like it.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
After all these years, you know, and she supports you completely, and she's not a widow to music.
Mm-mm.
She's got her own life going.
No,
she's got her own interests.
And maybe that's why it works.
Yeah.
Our two trains, they just run parallel.
Well, you know what it's like. You've had bands, and so have I, and it's hard sometimes with band members and their wives or girlfriends to really adapt to the fact that you're going to be gone on the weekends most of the time. And
oh, no, she's happy
on the
about
road.
Thrilled. See ya.
Yeah. Well, you know, I laugh
Come
about this, and I don't know who needs to hear this again, but I can't stand it when people meet someone in a band and then they try to stop them from doing the thing that they met them doing that they were passionate about. You know what I mean?
What a tragedy.
It's like you're what are you going to take the soul out of them?
Well, that's why they need to stand up for themselves and go, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And
well,
stand up for you. Got to fight for your right.
Well,
to make music.
So we're gonna play Barcelona here in a minute. And tell me about that video. I am so impressed with that video, and you told me somebody from that you met in Austin?
Or? Yeah, I just got a freak text. Hey man, I shoot videos. You're playing at Maggie Mae's on 6th Street. You got a couple $100? Yeah, sure. And it just worked out great. It was a blast. And we got fired that night. I do remember that. It was a great show. And
I've been fired a few times at a gig. Tell me about that.
Well, I may have accidentally told the manager to go something himself. And screw it, just being me. I got a great video out of it.
You did get a great video out of it. And it's their loss. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you. It happened down in Austin in a club. Nowadays, I would think that they would be happy just to have anybody in there to play.
No kidding.
You know, but, sorry if that sounds terrible. But speaking of today's world, how have you been surviving through this?
As I like to say, creativity cannot be stopped by a virus. In fact, it's forced me to be more creative. So whenever, bars closed, certainly there's no touring. So you're kind of forced to do outdoor gigs. I thought, well, for years I've done house concerts where I'll just come over and sit in someone's living room and play for 20 people. I thought, well, why don't I just do a backyard tour? And that's what we did, the 2020 summer fall, us 2020 summer backyard tour. And every Friday and Saturday night, we were pretty much working somewhere. It was great. It was like totally cool. We're outside. People were being cool and not slobbering over each other. And it kept the band tight.
Right.
And so that's what I've been doing. And writing something, and finished that record, and I finished another record that's a side band I'm in. Still licensing music for television. Writing songs, there's not a day that goes by I do not sing something into my iPhone. And the last time I checked, there were like 1,800
voice
messages.
Oh my gosh. And so let me ask you this, because I've got the same thing.
Crazy.
Do you go back and just?
Once a year, during the holidays, especially like usually really January 1st, January 2nd, everyone's hungover, right? Their bellies are full, and I literally stay in my PJs, and I go, that's when I start, and I go all the way back to the beginning. Like, that sucks. Start that one. That's pretty good. So if I can get those down to 100 good ideas.
And then you play off of that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think you told me that you felt like you have to write 50 or 75 good songs to get one.
Well, starting out.
Yeah.
For sure. It was like, the melodies were always good. Never had a problem with melodies. Never had a problem with arranging and producing. But those damn words, the older you get, it's like, yeah, we're going to be very careful about what we say and how we say it. And so words are, the lyrics are, that's the endless pursuit of like, what's the greatest way I can say this and get this feeling across, this emotion across. And
well, your lyrics are fantastic. I've always been a huge fan. So,
well,
I'm going to go ahead and play Barcelona for everybody right now. When we come back, I want to talk about the other project that you're doing, because I think it's really interesting. People are going to want to hear about it. Cool. But for right now, we're going to play your first single off of The Ride.
Yep.
It's called Barcelona. It's a really cool video. If you guys are interested, you can find it on YouTube for those of you that are listening on the podcast and on the radio show. And for those of you who are watching, here you go, John Christopher Davis in Barcelona.
All right.
Come with me on a train. I want to take you back to Spain, to the night we came alive. My heart is racing, I think it's time to chase you up and down the steps, high heels and a summer dress. Just breathe, let it go now. Don't you wanna run free? Dance with me in Barcelona. I sleep late, a cup of wine. Can't wait to lose time. I wanna
kiss you in a crowd. Jealousy all around. Before the night falls into morn, another round and lonely born. Just breathe. To the other side. Just breathe, let it go now. Don't you wanna run free? Please take me back to Barcelona. Just breathe, let it go now. Don't you wanna run free? Take me back to Barcelona. Dance with me. Dance with me in Barcelona. Dance with me. Take me back to Barcelona.
Well, we're back with John Christopher Davis, and you guys, I'm sure you really enjoyed that video, because I know I did. It, just that song itself makes you want to get up and boogie, doesn't it? It's just
no,
this
not
is one
the
of
boogie,
those.
Baby. Absolutely.
we got the boogie. So you got your band, John Christopher Davis Band. Yeah. Is that what you're going by? JCD?
John Christopher Davis, and, you know, the only reason I started using my full name is many years ago when I had my first record deal on Warner Brothers, my A&R guy, this is when the internet just kind of came on the scene, and it's like, jondavis.com, taken. And I'll never, he's like, what's your middle name? Christopher. From now on, you are John Christopher Davis. Oh, and wow. So that stuck with me in Nashville, and came back home, and then soon they just kind of JCD.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I tell everybody, and it's just JCD.
JCD, like REO Speedwagon, REO.
Right? Exactly.
The Electric Light Orchestra.
ELO. Exactly. Well, so you've got guys that you've been with for a while now.
Well, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is Chris is like
30 years.
Wow.
That we've been making records together and playing on stage together, and we're still doing it.
And it's what great. A great guy he is.
He's great.
I mean,
he's
you're
wonderful.
Just so easygoing. And obviously, you know, I know him well, because not only just because of the stuff that we've done together, but he's, you know, been working. You guys have been working with me on my record that hopefully won't take me 3 years to do.
No, it won't. You're going to be very happy with it.
But let's talk about this new project, because, and again, I like the fact that I'm able to have you here right after your EP's out, The Ride, but I'm really excited about what you got on the horizon here.
Boy, me too. So you're referring to the Speaker Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Speaker Wars is that's a side band I have with my brother. And a mentor and a very just dear friend, Stan Lynch, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yep.
And we've been working together off and on for 20 years. And long story short, I was in Florida. We were writing and recording. It sounded so good, because when he was playing the drums, I'm like, that's the guy I grew up on, those Heartbreaker records. And of course, Stan went on to produce Don Henley, which, you know, no big surprise there. I mean, so if you would have said, you know, like, you're going to fall smack dab in the middle between Tom Petty and Don Henley, and you're going to get this guy named Stan Lynch in your life. And it was just a beautiful, wonderful thing. And we've made a record with 16 songs on it. And that took us 3 years to make. No regrets. I was that record will age well. I'll be proud of that. If I never made another record, I'd be like, I'm good. That's...
Wow, John, I can't believe that. That's so fantastic coming from you, Mr. Picky.
Mr. Picky.
But that's, I mean, seriously, that's yeah. actually, that's probably one of the coolest things I've ever heard you say about yourself.
I can be proud of that. I just want to, it's the work. The song is the hero, and I want to be proud of that. I want to look back in 20 years and go, good job.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a problem with that at all. I've heard some tracks off of it, and actually was given the opportunity to even sing on one of those tracks.
Oh, my gosh, you tore it
And
up.
I loved that. But I'm always so interested in seeing how, you know, people connect with other artists. Mm-hmm. And it's a completely different genre, but then it's not. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's the thread is the same because your voice, and I've always said from the very get-go when people ask me to describe your sound, I'm like, okay, imagine Don Henley on steroids of unbelievable amounts. And probably, you know, as we're both big fans of Bruce Springsteen, you definitely carry that vibe as well.
Thank you.
But you've got your own completely different style to me because it's a lot of, I can hear a lot of that gospel-y background you were brought up with.
Yes.
And that's probably something that you and I have in common that we've always been able to connect with. Even though I think our spiritual sense is probably not so geared towards that complete message. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm a lot more in touch with the universe these days and understanding that, you know, the message is great, but I want to make sure that we can take it across the world and not make it look like we have all the answers and they don't.
Of course.
And music can do that, and especially when you can meld a little bit of that spiritual side into
it. Yeah, I think people pick up on that. And I mean, I don't wear a brand on my shoulder, but we absolutely always, beyond a shadow of a doubt, will do our shows with love, kindness, compassion, loudly.
And there's a spiritual connection, and you can call it whatever you want. And I mean, I know this. I know that when I go to see you, just like the first time I went to see Bruce Springsteen, I leave there feeling like I got fed in something more than just my brain.
Yeah.
You know, my gut, my soul, my body, everything just got moved. And
yeah. That's the power of music. It's the universal language.
Well, and to me, that's the power of seeing a live show and being able to walk away there revived.
Amen.
It's like you were a little bit empty, your cup was empty, and you come out of there full. That's successful show, right?
Recharge the battery.
I feel like that's what you do, John, because you're the only person that I know to this day that will get up there and play for 3 freaking hours and not take a break, you know?
It's the magic of rock and roll. You catch a wave and you just ride it. It's like, and you just jump off right before you hit the rocks. And,
I just don't know where you get all the energy. Of course, I know that you take good care of yourself.
Well, I'm married to a yoga teacher.
I know, you're married to a yoga teacher, so that tells you right
so,
there.
So I mean, I got to walk the line because she's pretty smoking. So I try to stay in shape and surround myself with people I love. I love what I'm doing.
You've got a great family, daughter. That you're getting ready to be an empty nester, though. How does that feel?
Well, sad and exciting at the same time. I'm excited for her because her wings are strong and she's ready to spread them. She's got all the good stuff. I mean, she's got her mama's beautiful face and her wonderful mind and my rock and roll spirit. And she's kind of a risk taker like her old man. It's like, she's a cool kid. She's ready to go.
Do you feel like you were where she was at when you were her age?
Oh, God, no. No, no.
I'm asking that because I already knew the answer.
No,
I mean, I just know having 4 kids of my own, and my youngest is 19. They've been catapulted into a world with all information that I just don't think they were prepared for.
Well, I agree
I know
about
I
that,
wasn't.
But she's far smarter than I ever was at 18. She's an only child, and she's been surrounded by mostly adults. Mostly artsy people.
Mm-hmm.
So she has really learned how to speak well and boldly, and she's got her own style, her own grace, and it's like
So yeah, she's way more prepared than you were.
Oh my gosh, I was a punk who left the house and started playing bass behind an Elvis impersonator.
No, I don't think I knew that story.
Yes, I mean, like, I wanted out, man. I live in Bonham, Texas. And my dad had just passed away, and I'm like, you know, what am I doing here? Like this, you know, I quit college and started playing bars and
Well, for people that don't know the story, and I do, you came from a very musical family. Both parents were were artists in their own right.
Yeah.
And so kind of, but you still, you're the only one that really followed in their footsteps.
The only one, yeah. And I'm glad I did. It's I'm keeping that legacy alive, and I'm proud of my parents. I came from good ones, even though they didn't. Their marriage was kind of rocky, but you know, I feel like I got the mostly the good stuff out of both of them.
Well, isn't that kind of what we're all about? I mean, you know, we're trying to glean everything that we can that was good and run with it. Make the best of it. It's pretty much what any of us can do.
I'm having the time
life. I've certainly messed up my life many, many times over and over again, but I learn from it.
Yeah, right.
And I try not to go back and make the same mistakes again, but...
There's no future in the past.
No, absolutely not. Thank goodness. I've always been the one to look forward. When people tell me, do you have any regrets? I'm like, no, I actually don't. Mm. Because you know, it's made me who I am, and I'm a little bit more compassionate because of it. I'm definitely a lot more empathetic towards other people because of the things that I've done that were stupid.
Yeah, but in the end, you know, in the end, it will be a beautifully crafted novel called Maylee. And it's like, that's what makes, it's art. You are art.
Well, we're artists. Yeah. We are, all of us are. Yeah. In my mind, everybody has a gift. It's just trying to figure out what that is. Right. And sometimes we're still figuring it out all the way to the end. And I know for me, I'm pretty much going to be that person, right?
Well, you just described The Ride, which is the name of the EP. And that song is exactly what you're talking about.
Well, maybe that's the one we should have played. But instead, we're going to do Dirty Laundry.
Oh, great.
And a remake of Don Henley's song.
Right.
And a really, really interesting take on it. Did Don hear it?
God, no. No, I have not. If he has, I don't know about it. Maybe Stanley shared it with him. I just woke up one day, usually early in the morning. Like, for example, I'll get to the story. I was up at 3:30 this morning writing, because this idea just won't leave me alone. And that's how it happened one day. I'm literally sitting in my boxers, and I have this beautiful Guild electric guitar. I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something I can use. Cause people love it when you lose. They love dirt and laundry. And I thought, well, let's do it like that. Completely different from Don's version, cause you're not gonna beat that. And then we recorded it, I fell in love with it, and then I was reminded, I'm like, whoa, Chris Stapleton kind of did the same thing with
Tennessee Whiskey.
You're smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Sweet star. And most people don't know, that's an old George Jones song. And George's version has nothing to do with the Stapleton version. And so, same thing. JCD's Dirty Laundry is completely different than Don's. And I think he would approve of it. I'm proud of it. I think it's a really cool record.
I think he would too. That's why I know that you've been around him, especially with the new project. He's the one that named Speaker Wars.
He named the band. He did.
The name for Speaker Wars. So yeah, I think he'd really like it. I know I dig it. And so we're gonna play that right now.
Great.
And again, for those of you that are watching, it's a really cool video. For those of you that are listening, you can look it up. I'm sure these are all up on YouTube now.
Yep.
So John Christopher Davis, Dirty Laundry. And when we come back, we'll just talk about what you've got coming up that people can find you on. So you're listening to Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas, and we'll be right back.
Something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry. Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here.
With John Christopher Davis, talking about all the stuff you've got going on. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't even know how you keep up with it all. You wake up every day, have a list? Because I know how you are. Is it okay if I say you're a little OCD?
Oh, I am.
I think it's played well for you, because most musicians are so not.
Right.
OCD.
Yeah, but thank God. I mean, my secretary is my phone. Siri, remind me I need to go do the radio show with May Lee in 30 minutes. She never lies. She's always on time. She never complains. That works. Sticky notes. I have sticky notes usually kind of posted on my dash. And then everything's organized in my office, my music room, except my desk. That's kind of messy, but I understand that mess. Like, don't touch it. I know where everything's at.
I'm saying that. I said that in a joking manner, because obviously, you know, I have Kelly and I are good friends.
Yeah.
And we often talk about husbands. And
oh, boy.
You and George share a little bit of that, because George is, George is the one that keeps me in line in certain areas because I'm ADD on steroids. I'm sure you're not surprised at that. and so he honed me in from the very beginning. But yeah, when I first went to his house, when we were dating, and I walked into there, and then prior to that, it was mostly man pads, and you know, most guys' man pads is just like every freaking commercial you see where you open the refrigerator and it's like 2 week old food and all that. I was so impressed when I walked into George's house and everything was in place. And I opened the refrigerator, there was actually food in there and fruit, because you never find fruit in a man pad, you just don't, you know, they don't buy anything that could spoil in a day or two. Right. Has to have a 5-year shelf life or they're not gonna buy it. And if they do, they've got like 3-year supply of it. It's just disgusting. So the first time that I went into your place, and again, I walked into your office, and you had all your albums pristinely on the walls. Your desk looked so beautiful. I was like, wow, this guy's got it going on. And so then later on, after getting to know Kelly so well, she was like, hey, you know, he is OCD, right?
For the greater good, though.
Absolutely. It's paid off well, obviously, because, again, when I have a question about anything musical, I know who to call because you've done it all. We started off talking about it at the beginning of the show, and I just want to end by saying that you have made a way to be a professional musician your whole life, and you found a way to do it through so many changes. And I just applaud you for that, John, because it really shows just, you know, how well-rounded you really are.
Thank you.
And you don't meet very many musicians that have the vibe that you have and the business sense that you do.
Oh, you're sweet.
And I just want to say kudos to you. I think it's fantastic, and it's paid off because you definitely have made a name for yourself in Texas. And
thank you.
I think pretty soon the world's going to know who JCB is.
Well, we'll see. You know, the Foo Fighters heard this record with the Speaker Wars.
And it was That's what I hear, and they're interested in having you guys come out and
come
tour.
Out and some shows. I'm like, this is the cosmic joke, 52 years old, from the backyard to the arena. It was like, okay, great. This is great. I love the ride. It's mysterious. Again, that's the EP. It's why I call it The Ride. I love it. I love the mystery. I love the fact that I'm not in control, that I really don't know where I'm going. I love it. Like, enjoying the ride.
You know what? Exactly. I mean, I tell people all the time when they ask me, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? I go, are you kidding? I don't even know where I see myself tomorrow. I mean, I get up every day and I just want to...
Just be in the moment.
I want to experience what that day has for me. And as a result, it's been crazy.
Crazy's what I need.
It's definitely what I needed. Let's go out with a little bit of that, you and
sure,
I.
Sure, let's see. What key is that?
Let's see. And while we're talking about that, you guys be sure to check it out. John Christopher Davies, he's all over every platform you can imagine. But where do you think is the best place for people to find what's going on? Your website?
Yeah, it's J-O-N. ChristopherDavis.com. Of course, it needs to be updated. I'm working on that now. But yeah, you'll see where I'm playing. And the records are, look, as I tell people in our live shows, you are at the record store. It's your phone. So there you go. Download it there and support. You know, I'm farm to Facebook.
Farm to Facebook. I love that. That's right? That sounds like another venture there, buddy. Let's do a chorus.
Say sure. Am I singing or are you? It's up there. Is it too high for this early in the morning?
No, let's see.
I want to jump
without a net. I want to love with no regret. Let's just take off to see where these headlines
right, baby.
Feel this body scream, oh tonight, sweet baby. Crazy is what I need.
All right.
I love love you, baby.
I love you, sis.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I know I did. And this is my favorite dude to play out with. So you guys check it out. We're going to be doing some shows together coming up as well. We've got...
right here, November 28th, Tupps Brewery.
Yep, Tupps Brewery.
Hello,
right
Keith.
There in McKinney, Texas. Thank you to Tupps because they are one of our sponsors.
And
we're sitting in this beautiful area up at the Guitar Sanctuary. We're celebrating 10 years this year of the Guitar Sanctuary.
Great.
So,
congrats.
Just trying to help get more music out there and
honey,
everything that we can.
You and George are a lighthouse.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We'd love having you be a part of the show. Be sure to listen back to all the podcasts. We've got so many great artists that we've already interviewed. We'll be doing more and I just love this job. I love being able to introduce people to new artists, old artists. And also, I'm going to have your good friend Steve on soon to talk about going from a drummer with Whiskey Town to a restaurant owner in our beautiful area of
McKinney. He'll be perfect. Fascinating stories. Another guy from Brooklyn who's now here in McKinney. And I just love Steve. I love CT Provisions. And anyway, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And share... if you like, share.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys next time. Maybe Thomas with Texas Homegrown Music. Thanks to Guitar Sanctuary and Tupps Brewery for making this happen. See you soon. Ciao.